Subway Team Hardline versus Speedy Oil Change Team Users. Pick the starting five for each team in the D&M Leasing Charity Challenge on I-7. Vote now at theticket.com from Rainy King Insurance and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Good afternoon, everybody. You are listening to The Hardline. We are out here at Kelly's East Side in Plano, in old downtown Plano, or whatever they call this area. It is at 15th and Area K on the east side of 75, if you'd like to come out and join us. We're here till 7 o'clock tonight, so we got plenty of time. And right now, we're going to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment for you.
And this is brought to you by Jack Daniels and Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. The Big 12 tournament is going on at the AAC. It runs today through Sunday. Texas Tickets has wonderful seats for it. Tuff Hedeman bull riding?
Yes, Tuff Hedeman.
Hedeman?
Yes.
That takes place Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You know where that's at?
It's in Countdown Coliseum, I think.
Well, wherever it is, Texas Tickets has great seats for that. And tonight at Nookie Alive, the Bare Naked Ladies.
Nookie.
And Texas Tickets has wonderful seats for that as
I'm
well.
I'm a dick.
214-696-8001 if you want to go see the Big 12 tournament, Tuff Hedeman bull riding, or the Bare Naked Ladies. They got them. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality trying to push his trip off on everybody else today. Here is Cobra. Hello, Cobra.
Hello, Michael. Hello, Greg.
Hello.
Good to hear from you today.
Thank you.
George Michael is doing something that is shocking the entertainment industry, in particular, the world of music.
Is he headed for another men's room?
No. I'm not sure that wasn't a setup.
What do you mean?
What'd he do, Greg? I mean, you're into that.
He got caught in the men's room, soliciting somebody, I believe.
Entrapment, right?
No, he was convicted of that.
Oh.
Well,
did he go to jail?
No, they did the audit and
he was hoping.
Too rich and
well, they've definitely done the audit, or he's done his own audit, because he has decided he does not need any more money. He says that he will never make another album for sale in record shops because he doesn't need the cash and he doesn't enjoy the fame. His fans will be given the option to make donations online in exchange for downloading the tracks, and the proceeds will be given to charity.
So when he puts out a new record or a new song, he's just going to put it on the internet, and if you want it, you can just download it for free.
No, I think you have to make a donation to something.
Well, then he's selling it.
Well,
he's not giving it away free.
Okay, let me just read this. They'll be given the option to make donations online.
Which means they don't have to.
I guess you don't have to.
So he's giving away all of his stuff for free.
Yep. He says, I'm sure it's unprecedented. It's definitely unprecedented for someone who still can sell records.
But the question is, can he still sell records?
Sure. He's big over there in England, I think.
I'm sure if he threw something out there, the Frau would enjoy it quite a bit.
I bet he could sell a million. If he puts out a spare to fair album, he could sell a million records. Probably no problem.
I think this is a pretty good...
The Frau and the Gay.
Yeah.
I think this is a pretty good gesture on his part. He should be applauded.
Man, I think this is tremendous. I can't believe that someone of his ilk would do that.
You're not the least bit skeptical, huh?
Are you?
Yeah.
In what way?
Let's see how long this lasts.
I mean, you're probably talking about a guy who's made between 20 and 80 million in his life.
I bet he's made more than
well,
that.
You know, whatever, 100 million. He just doesn't need the money. He's one of the few people that
you know
I've
what,
ever heard that
you know what it sounds
said, you know
like?
What? I don't need any more.
You know what it sounds like? He probably did his own audit, figured out that he's got more money than he can ever spend, and dealing with the politics of the record companies, it's just not worth it. When he says, you know what, I'll go in here, nobody's going to tell me what to do. I'll put out exactly what I want to, when I want to. And if somebody wants it, they can have it for free. I don't care if anybody buys it or not.
He says, I'm not pretending I won't be famous anymore, but in the modern world, if you take yourself out of the financial aspect of things, you're not making anybody any money, you're not losing anybody any money. He says, I'll be very little interest to the press in a certain number of years.
But by doing this, he's getting a lot of press.
Sure. But he's right. I mean, eventually, unless he tours, which I don't know if he wants to do, I mean, he'll be out of the limelight. No one will know anything that he's doing unless you go to his website.
Okay, well, let's just see how long this lasts.
Another guy who's doing something that no other artist has ever done is the artist himself, Prince. Prince, who hadn't had a record deal in the last, I don't know, 4, 5, 6, 7 years, says that fans who buy a ticket to his upcoming concert will get a free CD, his new CD, because he's not going to sign with a label.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. He says he's been negotiating with several major labels to release his upcoming album, but he's decided instead to give away the disc at his concerts. Once again, man, a pretty damn good gesture.
Yeah, but you're going to pay for it. With the ticket price, you'll pay for it.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll pay $75, you know, for a ticket, but that's what he was going to charge anyway. I'm assuming. I don't know what he's going to charge, to be honest with you, but I bet you it's around that range.
And he's going to include a CD that probably costs him $1 to make.
Yeah.
To manufacture.
But you know, all this does is piss off the record labels. Are we moving into an era, slowly but surely, where labels are going to be done away with?
You know what? Artists are so tired of it.
Yeah.
When they're just sick and tired of all the politics that go involved. That's two pretty good examples right there.
But when you look at it, what do record labels do?
They loan money.
They advance money, and they handle things like distribution
and publicity.
They're the ultimate middleman.
And they contract that stuff out.
Like, they're the ones, though.
Like Sony Music, all they do is loan money. The producers that they contract out, the engineers, they record the records. They hire distribution companies to distribute them. They do nothing except bankroll. And if you don't pay them back and you don't sell enough albums to make their investment good, they cut you.
What about like the deals they have with like Virgin Mega Store Records and Tower Records or whatever? Do they have deals with those stores to put the records in there?
You know what? There's no telling what kind of under-the-table deals they all have.
If they have good distribution, yes.
Well, I applaud Prince and George Michael's Sports Machine.
Now, the one good thing
is if
you fail and you don't sell enough records, then you're not obligated to pay that money back. It's a risk-free loan to the band.
By the way, how did George Michael, the Sports Machine guy, get that show? He's the most untalented human ever. Did you guys used to watch that? Is that still on?
Yeah, it's still on.
God. What a waste of space, man.
It is a waste.
They will do an over-dramatized story every week,
too.
Oh,
God. It's very Casey Kasem Top 40 when he had the long-distance dedication and the heartfelt story of the puppy who had been missing for the last 14 years.
Well, who is that guy?
Who, George Michael?
Yeah.
He's just a local guy from Washington, D.C. He's been there forever and ever and ever. And he's the guy, that Sports Machine that he does on Sunday night, he's the guy that originated that. The Sunday night wrap everything up of the week. You know, Scott Murray used to work at that station where George Michael was, and he's the guy that stole that idea and brought it here.
Well, he needs to do like Scott Murray and get a facelift then.
He's had several.
George Michael?
You know what
Where are we going to go, fellas?
They're going to keep him on the air until his face actually melts off one of these days.
You know what I remember him doing? Like when the Cowboys won...
I just hope I'm watching that night.
When the Cowboys won Super Bowl 27, he does his show. He's got an enormous budget. And he did his show live, and he had a flunky with just a wad of $100 bills to try to get Cowboys to do live shots. And, you know, at the time, he'd go ask, you know, Michael Irvin or somebody, say, hey, can you do a live shot? No, I don't have time. Well, then they'd just start peeling off $100 bills. You know, give him $400 or $500, and then they'd go do the live shot for like 5 minutes.
Well, he's got to have a huge budget.
You know who? You know who they got on that made some money?
Who?
Giesick.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They paid John Giesick $400 or $500 to go over and do like 2 minutes. Love that.
If he's $400 or $500, what's Michael Irvin?
I just saw a guy over there with, I mean, he had just a bankroll.
Well, Michael Irvin must be a grand or two.
Hey, they were paying it out. And, boy, just pissing off everybody because, you know, the guy came over there, hey, everybody's trying to get these players to do something, and none of them would. And all of a sudden, here come a guy with just a ton of money, just start peeling off $100 bills.
What else?
There's going to be a new show on Air America Radio, which is a startup radio company station.
That's the liberal network, isn't it?
It is the liberal network, and the first people they signed to...
About to buy the ticket.
To host a show.
Rick and the Scrubber.
Me?
No, not you,
with,
Norm.
With Norm?
Al Franken.
That's a good hire for him.
Al Franken.
Get the ultimate liberal.
He'll be joined. His sidekick will be Janine Garofalo. And their show will be called the O Franken Factor.
That's genius. That is absolute genius.
Franken told reporters, Bill O'Reilly, I want you to sue us again, because O'Reilly sued him because in Franken's book he used the slogan fair and balanced. And O'Reilly said, that's mine. Well, it was tossed out of court immediately. So Franken's like, I want you to sue
him. And he made his book cover look like Bill O'Reilly's book. I mean, it was a great ploy by him, and I can't believe Bill O'Reilly would try to sue him on that. There's no way he could win.
No. I'm interested. When can we pick up, or where can we pick up the Air America Radio Network?
Somebody's got to pick it up in this area. Who's going to do it?
Middays.
They plan to launch the network on March 31st in New York, L.A., Chicago, and San Francisco. All bastions of the left.
Well, probably whoever's carrying the national radio network will pick that up around here.
True. Paris Hilton is...
Hot.
Inches away from becoming the new face of Guess modeling. She's the Guess girl.
Why wouldn't she?
Paris Hilton.
Why wouldn't she? She's hot.
Because she is a... You know what?
She has the face of a horse and the neck of
a
giraffe.
Exactly. It's the combo. She is so unattractive, Grego.
No, she's not.
She has no bottom whatsoever. She carries around a chihuahua.
Well, you gotta like that. She likes her dog.
That's not a dog.
It is.
That's a rat with ears.
It's a good puppy dog.
You know what? I think this is a publicity ploy, because I can't fathom them thinking that she is actually a beautiful woman.
I got news for you. I think you're like the only one that doesn't think that.
Well, look to your left.
Well, right. Y'all.
Right.
And Danny, too. Danny doesn't think she's good looking. Kevin doesn't think she's good looking. Maybe you're the only one who does think she is good looking.
You're on your own here, pal.
Yeah, Holmes.
I'm the only smart one, because she is red hot.
She will follow Claudia Schiffer.
Of course, now he's also the only one who likes Tom Jones, too.
That's true. A little gay. And she will also star in a new movie called House of Wax, which is a remake of the Vincent Price classic with Alicia Cuthbert. So she's getting Hollywood roles now.
House of Wax?
Yes.
That's all about her face, isn't it?
It is. And we got to go. Quick hit, Passion of the Christ. The last 3 days has made $30 million, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah.
Take care, Snake.
All right. Prepare thyself. The Hardline talks hockey next.